Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. I want to start by saying something really important. If your child has been struggling with school, if they've stopped trying, if they say things like I can't do it or I'm just not good at this, I want you to know that you are not alone. This is one of the most heartbreaking challenges a parent can face, and I see you. I see how much you care, how much you want to help, and how worried you might be feeling right now. But here's what the magic book taught me, and I promise this will shift everything. Your child hasn't given up on learning. They've learned something else instead. They've learned to protect their heart from more hurt. Let me explain what I mean. When children around ages 6 and 7 encounter challenges at school that feel overwhelming, something happens in their minds. Researchers call it learned helplessness, but I think of it differently. I think of it as a child building walls around their heart to keep the disappointment out. And you know what? That makes perfect sense. If trying leads to failure and failure hurts, then not trying feels safer. It's not laziness, my friend. It's self-protection. Dr. Jenna Gyangmyers, who studies how children learn, says something beautiful. She says, the antidote to learned helplessness is realistic optimism. If children can learn helplessness, they can learn realistic optimism. Isn't that wonderful? Your child's brain is incredibly flexible right now. What they've learned, they can unlearn. What feels impossible today can become possible tomorrow. The research shows us something else that's really important. Children who are mentally healthy, who feel safe and supported, show greater motivation to learn and have more positive attitudes towards school. This isn't about fixing your child because your child isn't broken. This is about creating the conditions where their natural curiosity can bloom again. So what creates those conditions? The magic book whispers three things. First, trusting relationships. Research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children shows that children who have trusting relationships with their teachers and parents are more willing to ask questions, solve problems, and try new tasks. Your relationship with your child is the foundation. When they know you love them, whether they succeed or fail, whether they get an A or struggle with reading, that's when they feel safe enough to try again. Second, praising effort instead of ability. This is so important. When we say, you're so smart, we accidentally teach children that success comes from being smart, not from trying hard. But when we say, I can see how much effort you put into that, or you kept trying even when it was hard, that's amazing, we teach them that persistence is what matters. We teach them that their effort creates their success. And third, normalizing mistakes as learning opportunities. The magic book taught me that every mistake is just information. It's your brain saying, okay, that way didn't work, let's try another way. When children see mistakes as terrible failures instead of helpful feedback, they stop trying. But when they see mistakes as part of learning, everything changes. Now, I want to tell you about a story that shows this beautifully. It's called The Condor and the Hummingbird, and it's a traditional tale from Peru. In this story, a tiny hummingbird faces an impossible challenge against a mighty condor. The condor is huge, powerful, and seems unbeatable. The hummingbird is small and delicate, but here's what happens. The hummingbird doesn't give up. Even when the challenge seems impossible, even when everyone expects the condor to win, the hummingbird keeps trying. And through persistence and dedication, through showing up again and again, the hummingbird discovers that determination matters more than size or power. When children hear this story, something magical happens. They start to see that they don't have to be the biggest or the strongest or the smartest to succeed. They just have to keep trying. They just have to show up. Small, steady efforts create big changes over time. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about it together. You can say, you know, you're like that hummingbird. You don't have to be perfect at school. You just have to keep trying, just like the hummingbird did. And I'll be right here with you, cheering you on. Here are some practical things you can try starting today. First, celebrate the effort, not just the outcome. When your child tries something at school, even if they don't get it right, celebrate that they tried. Say things like, you worked so hard on that, or I love how you didn't give up. Second, set tiny goals together. Instead of saying, you need to do better in school, try saying, this week, let's focus on trying one math problem, even if it's hard. Small goals feel achievable. Success with small goals builds confidence for bigger ones. Third, share your own struggles. Tell your child about times when you found something hard, when you made mistakes, when you had to keep trying. This shows them that struggle is normal, that everyone faces challenges, and that persistence is how we grow. And fourth, make sure your child knows that your love is unconditional. They need to hear, "I love you whether you get an A or a C. I love you when school is easy and when it's hard. I love you for who you are, not for what you achieve. This is the foundation of everything." The research is so clear on this. When parents and teachers respond to academic struggles with warmth, patience, and emphasis on effort rather than ability, children develop the resilience and confidence needed to re-engage with learning. Academic challenges at this age are opportunities for growth, not indicators of permanent limitations. Your child's brain is still developing. The part that handles persistence, that manages frustration, that believes in trying again, that part is still growing. And it grows through experience, through practice, through having adults who believe in them even when they don't believe in themselves yet. So if your child has given up on school, I want you to know this. They haven't given up on learning. They've just learned the wrong lesson. They've learned that trying leads to hurt. Your job, my wonderful friend, is to teach them a new lesson, to show them that trying leads to growth, that mistakes are information, that persistence is a superpower, that they are capable of so much more than they know. The Magic Book and I Believe in You, we believe in your child, and we have stories that can help. The Condor and the Hummingbird is waiting for you in the Book of Inara app. Read it together. Talk about it. Let it plant seeds of hope and persistence in your child's heart. You're doing beautifully, my friend. Your child is so lucky to have you. Keep showing up with love, keep celebrating effort, keep believing in their potential. The spark of curiosity is still there, just waiting to be rekindled. With love and starlight, Inara.